Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Quipscope. It's the show where we talk about a brand new video game that's either just come out or is coming out very soon. My name is Peter.
My name is Ben.
Ben, we've both just played a new game, haven't we?
Yes, indeed. Sniper Elite 5. It came out yesterday at the time of the release of this video, and it is that game where you sneak around and shoot people in the bowels and the mouth and the eyeballs.
Yeah, those are the only places.
Yeah. It's quite famous for its World War II setting and the fact that you could shoot Hitler in slow motion in X-ray vision right in his gentleman's package.
In his one ball.
Yes.
I can't remember if they gave him two balls or not.
I can't remember either.
No.
There was... didn't we do a weird news story once about how there was a board game and the minifigure, it was Hitler, had been shot in the balls. And
right.
He was going, oh, and that was the minifigure that came with it.
We may have done.
I think so.
We've done more than one Hitler story, so it's hard to keep track.
We almost certainly have. We can't keep saying his name, though, or we'll get demonetized because the internet is a hellscape. This is the latest one in the series. I think it's set later on in the war, and we're in France.
Yes.
Not sure what the true thrust of the story is so far, but you're clearly playing as the previous sniper boy. We've played a couple of hours of the campaign, which you can play the entirety of in co-op.
Yes.
And we shot lots and lots of men.
We certainly did. We got a few bits of slow-mo. Sometimes we were getting very brief slow-mo, and occasionally... perhaps after we play with the settings, but I'm not sure. We seem to get a few, like, full kind of proper bullet time sequences. So we're not sure if maybe that part of that is when you're playing multiplayer, maybe you get it less often or something. But what we did get was very satisfying.
Extremely satisfying.
I've never really played Sniper Elite before. I've probably had like an hour here or there at like a friend's house or something, but have you ever played through any of them in the past? Do you experience with them?
I played four, which I think I played four, whichever one was free on PlayStation Plus a while ago, like a couple of years ago, and I played that in co-op and it was really fun.
Yeah.
And the same principle applies here where you get dropped into a big map and you have various, you have a main objective and then various side objectives along the way, and there are lots of things you can do to mask your sniper fire, like shoot in time with planes going overhead or set off generators to provide a distraction. But then there's loads of other stuff you can do as well. You've got a sidearm, you've got a submachine gun as well to help you out. You can customize your weapons and you can booby trap bodies and booby trap vehicles. So if people come over to investigate, they get murdered.
Yeah.
But you are meant to be as quiet as possible. Mm-hmm. That wasn't the approach we took, but it was still extremely satisfying.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I was impressed actually by the range of toys to play with, both interactable objects on the map, but also the things you can pick up. Like at one point I found a decoy, which was just a helmet on a stick.
Yes.
So I think if you put that in the right place, like maybe in the long grass, they maybe see the helmet sticking out and that'll be distracting the enemy. I never really got a chance to use it actually, but I was like, oh, okay, this is a lot of fun. I'm a big fan of stealth in games in general. I like being able to clear areas out quietly and not raise the alarm. And I enjoyed it in Uncharted, for example. And it's always nice when you have the likes of... I always think back to the PS1 version, the first Metal Gear Solid game where you could like knock on the wall and stuff and they would go, huh? And they would go and follow the noise. And anything where you can kind of direct your enemies and things like that, I think works really well. I thought it looked quite nice as well.
We were playing it on PS5.
Yeah.
I'd say character model wise and stuff, it definitely doesn't look like a PS5 game, but it runs like a PS5 game. You know, it was very smooth and the loading times were good.
I thought the character models were the least impressive thing. I mean, they looked fine, but they weren't PS5. But I thought, you know, there were some nice, in terms of just the world, there were some nice reflections and, you know, things like that. So that was pretty good. But the adaptive triggers are a nice thing, I thought.
Yeah, if you hold in L2 halfway, you aim in third person, and all the way you aim in first person.
Yeah.
Obviously, you want to be in first person for most of it, but if you're running around with an SMG, clearing a bunker or whatever, then third person works very well for that. And obviously, it's got the adaptive triggers for the shooting as well.
Yes, yeah. Obviously, the game gives you main objectives, but we had all sorts of other things we were able to do, weren't we able to, you know, go and do side things.
We found some key for a safe, and there's lots of different ways to tackle objectives as well. So there was one moment where we had to blow up or disable the, what was it, like a radar sort of system.
Yeah.
And we could either go down in there and disable it quietly, which required finding a crowbar, which we couldn't find.
Mm.
Or you can climb all the way up the radar dish tower thing and plant two pieces of explosives and then zipline your way to safety and blow it all up.
Yeah.
And obviously, once we did that, about two dozen, what was that noise?
Yeah.
Things appeared on the horizon.
Lots of question marks.
Your approach does matter. There were some less than brilliant moments with the stealth, like you were spotted and I wasn't, and I was crawling behind some bushes and immediately I just got seen as well by someone. So it's not perfect. It is still very good.
Yeah.
But there are moments where you just think, oh, for God's sake, come on.
Yeah. And there were a few sort of, I thought what you were going to say there was, there were a few interesting animations as well, kind of things flipping around and, you know, picking up bodies and things like that, and kind of clambering onto ladders, your body would just kind of move in a funny way, but nothing sort of too egregious.
No.
I'm in quipscope mode where I'm wanting to say to you, and is there this or that in the game? I mean, I know these answers because I played it with you.
Yes.
But Ben, is there, do you have a set weapon that you always use, or are there various options?
You have various options. You can customize your loadout. You can also customize what you look like as you unlock things. There's also different game modes too.
Yes.
One thing that we had disabled, so we were playing the campaign, which, as I said, is playable throughout in co-op, so you can just play the whole thing. And even though you're co-op partner won't show up in cutscenes, they do actually communicate with each other at various points.
Yeah.
Like, they do seem to talk to one another, which is nice. So there's a little bit of extra effort that's gone into that. One thing we had disabled was, just like From Software games, you can be invaded by other players who will come in and try and hunt you down, which sounds like a really fun idea. But also, if I had the option of turning those off in FromSoft games, I probably would. Because whenever that happens to me, I just get really pissed off. And I just want to focus on playing it by myself. So that's something you can do. So you have a loadout and a character for invading people.
Mm.
You also have a loadout and a character for a mode called Survival, which I believe is also co-op, also multiplayer. And we should say that the co-op is not split screen. You do have to play online for that. And I assume Survival is just against waves of, you know, just stay alive for as long as you possibly can.
Yeah, I guess.
Hold up somewhere while enemies run at you. And the final thing, obviously, is multiplayer, which is just a few of you dropped into a map trying to kill each other, which, given the intricately designed, especially the townships, like the little towns and villages we went into in our map, I can imagine the tense and fraught battles as you're playing cat and mouse trying to hide in those buildings.
Yeah, lots of open windows and, you know, balconies and things like that.
Yeah.
It could be a lot of fun. I can see that. I used to play a lot of local split screen Call of Duty 2, which was World War II based. And almost all the time we would have sniper rifles.
Yeah.
You know, there would be very little kind of, you know, using like submachine guns and things. So it kind of reminded me of that quickly, you know, running through. I mean, it was our tactics more than anything that reminded me of it, but running through the streets, not being clever and, you know, going, looking through windows, but then quickly just pulling up your scope and first one on the trigger. So I think either way, whether you play it quote-unquote properly in multiplayer and you're hiding and being sneaky, or even if you're just running around, it could probably be quite frantic and enjoyable in that sense.
Absolutely. But it's available now if it interests you and you've enjoyed what you've seen. Why not go check out our VOD as well of the live stream?
Yes.
That'll be going up later today on our VODs channel if you want to see our full playthrough of the first level. But thank you for sending us the code.
Mm.
And there's just enough time to say Sniper Elite 5.
Yeah.
More like Sniper Elite, you're not alive anymore.
That's what I was going to say.
Damn it, sorry.
Oh, Sniper Elite 5, more like Viper Elite 5, because we were a quick strike. We were real just quick like all the
viper,
time.
Just like a viper.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Amazing. Well, that's it. We're going to go now. Mm. Thanks for watching. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.